Tench gave a dreary sigh. Gabriel, your candidate's illegal funding is a fact. I'm sorry. I know you trust him. She lowered her voice. Look, here's the point. The president and I will go public with the funding issue if we must. But it will get ugly on a grand scale. This scandal involves several major U.S. corporations breaking the law. A lot of innocent people will pay the price. She took a long drag and exhaled. What the president and I are hoping for here is some other way to discredit the senator's ethics. A way that is more contained. One in which no innocent parties get hurt. Tench set down her cigarette and folded her hands. Simply put, we would like you to publicly admit that you had an affair with the senator. Gabrielle's entire body went rigid. Tench sounded utterly certain of herself. Impossible, Gabrielle knew. There was no proof. The sex had happened only once, behind locked doors, in Sexton's senatorial office. Tench has nothing. She's fishing. Gabrielle fought to retain her steady tone. You assume a lot, Miss Tench. Which? That you had an affair? Or that you would abandon your candidate? Both. Tench gave a curt smile and stood up. Well, let's put one of those facts to rest right now, shall we? She walked to her wall safe again and returned with a red manila folder. It was stamped with the White House seal. She unhooked the clasp, tipped the envelope over, and dumped the contents out on the desk in front of Gabrielle. As dozens of color photographs spilled out onto the desk, Gabrielle saw her entire career come crashing down before her.